reward is greater than the payment of punishment.
So the Hashem opened up the Shemayim. How do he do it? With Shchokim, like he opened up, he says, Dalsi Shemayim Sach, he opened up the doors. A door is much bigger, we'll soon see, than a window. So they came to give them a Midas Toiva, give them Monty. It says he opened up the Dalsi Shemayim, the doors of the Shemayim. But Midas Kronius, by the Mabel, it says, Shemayim Niftachu. He only opened up the windows. The windows are smaller than a door. So Mashma, paying back Toivo is bigger than paying back punishment. But Midas Kronius Ksiv, Vayitzavu, Vihanoshim Apoishim Bi, Kisot Ki, Soilatom, the worms, Loisomus, won't die. Vihishom Loisichba, and the fire will not go out. Vayu Deroyim Lechobos, whatever season will be, a star will be a terror. Vayloi Odom Moishit Etzpoi Bor Berlamazir. A person puts his hand in this world and is burned up, Miyad Nichbet's burnt. And there it says the Peronius, the payment back, will be such a payment that the fire will not go out. It says, the Isham Loisichba, they'll stay in being burnt. And in this world we can't do that. Elos, what does that mean? Kishem Shemais Nakarash Baruch Hu Kayach Pershoim, Lakaba Peronaisam, like those with Shem, that's got such a bad punishment that their bodies will be burnt over and over again and it won't be finished. So what does it mean? Hashem gives them special strength to accept the punishment. So if so, if that's the Midas Peronius, for sure, Kach Noisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Koyach Betzadikim Lekabel Tevosen, for sure Hashem will give them Koyach power to receive the good. So even though we don't understand it right now, but Hashem has the power to give them plenty of Toiv. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Roima Af HaKor B'Sifri HaChitzoinim. People that read Sifri HaChitzoinim, they're also Ein Lo Chelet V'Yolam Abo. So the question is, what do these outside Svar mean? So Tana, we learned the Sifri Minim. Some say it means Sifri Minim, Kishvianavi. It means Sifri Minim. The Minim to go against Hashem, you read those books, then Ein Lo Chelet V'Yolam Abo. Rabbi Yosef Omar, the Sefer Ben Sira. Even when you read the Sefer, it's like a history book. Sefer Ben Sira, that's also Ein Lo Chelet V'Yolam Abo. Yes, the question is, what's so wrong with it? What's so bad with it? Nami Yosel Mikri. Omalei Abaye my time. What's wrong with this Sefer? It says over history. What's so wrong with it? Elaim, if you want to tell me with the Shiv Bey. It says inside the Sefer this, it says, Loi Tintosh Gildonei Mi'uvnei. Don't take off the Gildonei from your ears. Rashi says Gildonei, Shem Hadagna. Shem Hadag, it's the name of a fish. It's like this, it says there, like, Tintosh Gildonom Yudna, don't take off the skin of the fish, even from its ear, from the ear of the fish, don't take off. The Lelezo Moshka Lechavla, don't ruin the skin. Because if you just pull off the skin, you can't use it. But if you leave it and roast it, let the skin roast the fish with its skin, you'll be able to use the skin. That's what it says. Elitzoli Yose Benura, roast the fish the way it is. V'yechol Bey, Tartin Guritzin, and be able to eat two loaves of it. So that's what it tells you what to do. So the Kashya is like, what's it teaching me? Pshita, what do we need this for? So he says, if you want to know really, learn the Pashtas of the Psukim, I'll tell you in the Torah it's the same thing also. It says in the Torah, don't destroy the wood. In other words, don't destroy things. So what's the Torah telling you also? Do not destroy the skin of the fish. It's usable. If you roast it, you leave it, it's kishmak. If you take it off now, you're ruining it. So, what's wrong? E medrasha, if you want to know from the medrash, or chayyu kamash, when he's teaching us normal manners, to loy livosh loy kadarkoi. First teaching you now, don't be boil shloy kadarkoi. Rashi says, dein hogan liyodom lishanis as darkoi. It's not nice to change from a normal manner. Finally, the karma biyubme, that's why he's telling you the ear, that's the normal manner to roast the fish with the skin. He's telling you, like, do not start now to take off the skin by the ear, that's not normal. So it's called Lashon of Livul Shloi Kedarka. You shouldn't live with your wife like Shloi Kedarka. Don't start new actions. So therefore, what he said right now so far is okay. V'yela, another reason is, Mishra Nasir, it says over there in Sefer, Ben Sira, it says, Tesiv bas liyaviha matmuna.
V'yela
Mishum, right? Yes, right. Viela, you want to tell me, Mishnah, because it says over there, Basli Avia Matzmunashov, a daughter to a father is like a vain treasure. He doesn't appreciate, doesn't use her. Mipachto Shova, Mipachto Leishon, Balayla, about his scare about her, he does not sleep at night. What is he afraid about? What's the pachad? Bekatnusa Shemet Tispata. When she's a young girl, is afraid somebody will talk her into having znus. Mm-hmm. Someone will talk her into seduce her. The Rusa, when she gets a little bit older, shematizna. She has her own das, maybe she becomes a zayna. Bovrish comes even older, she comes to her at 12 and a half, shemalatinose. When she comes the time of getting married, maybe she won't find a shidduch, she won't get married. Nisus, when she does get married, shemalayilabon, and maybe she won't have children. So the whole time the father was worried about his daughter. His Tina, when she becomes older, everything went good. She was a good girl. She got married. She had kids. Now she's coming older. Shematasik shofim. The father's afraid. Maybe now she'll start to do kishuf. He says, Machsheifa lois techaya. Says by a lady, because there's shchiach in shofim. She's afraid maybe she'll become a witch. So that's what it says in the Sefer. So Gemara says, Nu, for Rabbanan Ami Amru, the Rabbanan also said the same thing. Eyesh Shaliyelum, this is the Loshna Gemara Bar Basra. Eyesh Shaliyelum, Blay Zacharim, Ublay Nekavis. The world has to have males and females. But it ends off, my Mechazal is, Ash for me, Shabbana Zacharim. Worthy is the person that his children are boys. Oy, Loy, Lemi, Shabbana Nekavis, Oy, Vey. So what does it mean, Oy, Vey? Because you have all these problems. With your daughters, you have problems. Well, the boys also. These problems you have with the boys also. They could also go off. Some people say you have more problems with boys than girls. Then you have to make sure they learn, they stand the right derech. They can go off the derech just as much. I call upon them and say, my mechazal like this. Oy loy lemi shabon of nekevus. Inside loshen shabon of nekevus. Some say, oy vey, if his boys act like girls, that's what's bad. Doesn't really mean that he has girls. Means Ayvei the Shabbono Nekevus, that the boys act like girls. A pshuta means is that he only has girls. Right, Ela Rada Mishum the Siv, it says in the Sefer Sirot, says the Siv Loitayil Devoye Blutcha. Don't put any worry into your heart. That's what it says there. The Gavre Givrin Koto Devoye. Plenty of peoples were killed because of worries. So that's what it says. The verse says, so what's so bad about that? Hoshloim Yamru, Shloim Melech also said like that. The worries of your heart, yashchenu. Let's see what that means. Take them out. Reb Ami Rabasi, chadom yashchenu midaita. Take it out of your mind. Don't think about your worries. They'll only kill you. Throw them away. V'chadom yashchenu lachirim. Throw them out to other people. Mean, speak them out. If you have worries, speak it out with people, and that will take away your worries. So there's nothing wrong with this. The Elam Mishum, it says over there, Mona Rabbi Mitzvah Besecha. Do not have a lot of people coming into your house. Don't bring everybody into your house. Sometimes you bring a brave person in, who like your wife, who's talking with your wife, this and that. You never know. For the Gemara, Rabbi Nami Yomru, the Rabbi also said like this, the Tanya, Rabbi Yomer, Liyarlam, Layarba Adam, Rayim Mitzvah Besecha. Do not have too many friends over your house. Shinevan Apostle says, Ish Rayim Lisrayaya. You have friends, but you have arguments. You end up arguing. So it's not kedai to always have too many people over the house. So that's a good statement. Rashi says, "Lesreya l'soif mereyim loy she miskaitet imoim." Eventually, you have fights with them. Ela mishum d'chsidei says there in Sefer Siroi, "Zaldokon kurtimin." Rashi says, Misha ziknei daka v'chlu. Somebody has a thin beard, a light thin beard. Zalduna kurtimin avdud. Rashi says teida shechachem v'chorv. You know that's a smart person. He's a very smart person. Avdukon, if his beard is thick, which is misha ziknei ova shaitu. A person that has a thick beard, though, that's a shirt. That's a fool. Sachin de nafach bechisei leitzachi. Somebody that blows b'chisa in his pocket, leitzachi won't be clean. No. The nach b'chisa in leitzachi. Somebody that blows off, Rashi, not b'chisa. Mishenofach ufiya shabekaisai. The foam, when they pour off beer, let's say, or the wine, and you blow off the foam of it, leitzachi, Rashi says, yadua shenitzam. He's not so thirsty. The guy is really thirsty. Every little bit that's there, he leaves it there to drink it down. When you see a guy blowing off the phone, it's a proof he's not so thirsty. That's what it says in the Sefer. Letzachim. Omar. But Omar, a person says, but my yichol lachma, what should I eat my bread with? Lachma sav minei. He doesn't really need it. He's not that hungry. Rashi says, bidur sheiner rov, for kach halechem, he'll take away his bread. They can be asked problems, how to eat the bread, that's a proof he's not that hungry. A person that's hungry eats it, that's it. So, man de yistle mavrib to bedikini, someone has a split in his beard, he has two sides to it, is kuliyama lo yechilalei. Nobody can stand up against him. That's a proof he's a real big chochem. Rashi says, shezikne mechulak, it split his beard, his kuliyama lo yechilalei, biyamimisa in his smartness, since he's sitting there the whole day and thinking out things, who makes him yod lezik, he always puts his hand to his beard. Or Moshe, he always going like this, the person. He's like Moshe, his beard. He's sitting like this the whole day and thinking out things. So if it ends up his beard is split in two, that's the proof that the whole lifetime he was sitting and thinking into things. That's a real wise person. He has a lot of orma. He has a lot of wit to him. Be careful for such a person. Right, that's what it says in the station.
These
are the things that they don't like. These are things that are not so nice. So these last things are why they said not to read the sefer. But still, but the good things that it says there, that we could learn. It says, Isha toiva ma toina toiva. A good wife is a good present. Bechek yirelakim. Tinosim. Hashem will give her in the hands of a yirelakim. Isha ro, a dead wife. Tsaras labaila. She's namas leprosy to her husband. Maita kante, what should you do about her? Yigoshena mebesa. Throw her out of your house. Of course, you have to know exactly what it means, Isha ro here. Doesn't mean you have an argument with her. So it means that she makes you do averis.
She brings the soup. I think the more it's
throw out of the house, you strap mitzvah, you heal yourself from your tzaras. Isha yofa, nice lady, ashrei baila, worthy is the husband, mispa yom of kafayim, will have double life. She could learn to have a pleasant, easy life, so have a double life. Rashi learns, meroiv hanoa chashuv in kafayim. He'll have so much enjoyment from her, it's considered like a double life. Like every day is like a double day, it's a day of pleasure. Ashri Bala, Mr. Yomiko Flyin. Hele me necho mi eshishchein, take away your eyes from a beautiful lady, mi eshishchein, ten tilka the Mesrasseh, maybe you'll be caught in her trap. I'll take eitzo baila, limsoich ima yayin. Don't go after a husband like to drink wine with him, a sheikhar and beer. Ki besayir isha yofia rabbi mushkasu. Because of course of a pretty lady, a lot of people were burnt or destroyed. Viatsumim kol harugim. Rabim hoyu pitzai roichel amagilim l'dvar averim. Kenitzai erva. L'dvar erva, right. Also, roichel, people go around selling perfume, selling jewelry. They go around, meet up with ladies. Of course, they have to have a lot of fights. Stay away from people or from other ladies. Kenitza meber gechelis. Kikolov molei uf. Kain boteya malaya mirma. These people, the houses are full of fights. Menor rabbi mitoich beisefer, we had before. Restrain people from coming into your house. Veloi hakel tovi beisefer, don't bring everybody into your house. Rabim yil dorshish lamecha. A lot of people want to know you're good. But Gila Soitcha Li'echot Me'elef only reveal the secrets of life, or your secrets, to one of a thousand. Moshucheves Chekecha Shmo Pischei Picha Al Totzer Tzoros Shmo Pischei Picha. Shecheves Chekecha means your wife, the one you live with. Shmo Pischei Picha. Watch your mouth also, she should not go tell other people all the secrets you tell her. Al Totsa Tsaras Mako, do not worry about problems of tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Kiloi Seled Mayolid Yoim, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Shemlu Machar Nenu, maybe tomorrow you won't be around anymore.
You're worried about the future and you won't be around. Don't worry about the future. Take care of today's problems today, and tomorrow you worry about it tomorrow. All the days of a poor person is bad. This is a pasuk. This is a drasha. Kol yimei oni. We had the Chazal darshanit that kol yimei oni roim. All the days of a poor person is bad. Then Siron he added af leilois. Even the nights are bad for him. Bishvah gagim gagoy. His roof is on the lowest. So uvem roimem horim karmoy. His vineyard is on the cheapest land on top of the mountains. So now, Mimota Gagim Lagagoy, when it starts to rain, the rain from our roofs fall off onto his roof. So at nighttime in his roof, boy, is plenty busy there. It's dripping into his roof, knocking away. He can't sleep at night. He has bad nights. On the Yofa Carmel Akromim, when it rains, so the good soil from the high mountains come down. So his good soil comes down to us. So he loses out both by day and both by night. Simonal Zira Rabbi Shasha Bunya Zuya Yanya Yofa Yochanam Rachim Yeshua Mikatsa. Omar Rabbi Zaira. First one was Zaira. Omar Rabbi Zaira. Omar Rab. My Sib, what does the Pasuk say? Kol Yimei Oni Roim. All the days of a poor person is bad. Elo Bale Talmud. These are the people that learn Gemara. They have a hard time with it. Like, to learn Gemara, you never know it's claw everything. You work and the whole time it's hard. The Toiv Lev Mishta Talmud, who is an easy, a good heart, has a Mishnah, enjoys himself. Elo Bala Mishnah. People only go to learn Mishnah. Learn Mishnah is simple. You finish the Mishnah, you know it's fantastic, you're satisfied. But to learn Gemara, you never finish it. It's too hard. Rav Amar, just the opposite. That other Rava. People just learn Mishnah, don't know the Maskana, they don't know the Halacha. But people learn Gemara, they'll know the Halacha. Final Diabur Mishashia. Mishmei the Rav Amar. What's the Pasuk say? Messiah Yavonim Yatsavim, that Mr. people that work on Avonim will be hard for them. You're carrying stones, it's hard for you. Elo Bala Mishnah, the people don't learn Mishnayas. They don't know the Maskonis, so it's only Mishnayas. Ubekeya Eitzim, Yisakin them will be good for them. Elo Bala Talmud, people that learn Gemara, they'll know the Maskonis. Rashi says, Bala Talmud Nenim Yigia, they'll have enjoyment from their work. Sheyadeel Horis, they'll know how to paskin. Easter Beheter, Ava Bale Mishnah Shoina, a person that only learns Mishnayis learns, but Vieni Yodeya Mawami doesn't know what he's saying. Die Murin Alochim Tech Mishnah, you're not allowed to pass in the Shalah from a Mishnah. Bal Talmud. Right. Rabbi Chanina Weimar, Kol Yimei Oni Royim, Ze Mi Shiesh to Isharur. What does it mean to say, all the days of a poor person is bad? That means a person that has a bad wife. Vetoiv Leiv, Mishta Tomer, a happy person, is always drinking. He has a good wife, that's a happy life. Rebiyani Yoimer, Kol Yimei Oni Royim, Ze Istinis. Person that's a very delicate person. Everything goes bad for him. Can't take anything. But Toiv Leiv, Mishta Tomer, Ze Shataita Yofa. He's a calm, he's easy going. Everything is good for him. Rebiyachanoma, Kol Yimei Oni Royim, Ze Rachmone. Person has too much pity. Everything he sees, he has too much pity on. The Toiv Leiv, Mishta Tomer, Zach Zuri. A stronger person, nothing bothers him. He'll have a Mishta Toiv Leiv. Mishur Ben Leiv Yom. What means to say is, either way, you have to be always the Mamsuya, the middle way. Either way is always not so good, extremes. Mishur Ben Leiv Yom, Kol Yimei Oni Royim, Zer, Shedai.